朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
And if you're still awake, you're paying attention, realize the very first day we're going to talk about what Christ has done, what he has already accomplished.
2,000 years ago, he was slain.
2,000 years ago, he was slain.
救恩已经做成。
Salvation is done.
行走的羔羊讲到今天我们所有的经历，教会所有的经历。
And the walking lamb speaks of experiences that we ought to have today.
讲到今天主，今天圣灵一直在做的事情。
But today, what the Holy Spirit is doing right now.
教我们看他。
And when we look at him.
教我们跟他。
And when we follow him.
教我们顺服他。
Obey him.
第三个。
And lastly, the third one.
讲到将来。
Speaks of the future.
荣耀的王要再来。
The King of Glory will come back.
这位今天已经升上高天，坐在至大者右边的那一位。
He was ascended. He was sitting at the right hand of the Most High.
有一天他要回来接我们。
One day he's going to come back to receive us.
回来取我们。
To come and take us home.
带领我们进荣耀里去啊。
To lead us into glory.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，当我们来看羔羊的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when we say, "Behold the Lamb,"
我希望神救我们脱离只是次序跟道理的明白。
And I ask God to deliver us out of merely understanding.
Standing or head knowledge.
To realize this wonderful Jesus is so related to us.
He not
only took care of the problems of the past.
He's going
to be responsible for the remaining days of
our lives.
And then he has prepared a wonderful end for all of us.
换句话说，你我已经跟他脱不了关系了。
In other words, we cannot be separated from Christ.
下来认识他哈。
We need to come to know him.
弟兄姊妹，在刚刚讲的铜蛇的故事里面。
So run us through this story of the bronze serpent.
告诉我们一望他就活。
We say that when we look upon him, that we will be made alive.
我们真正仰望基督的时候。
When we truly look at Christ.
仇敌的工作要从我们身上被赶逐出去。
The work of the evil one would be cast off of us.
他在我们身上所留下来他工作的痕迹和伤害。
The works of the evil one, the marks that he's left behind.
基督都要解决，他要医治我们。
Christ is going to come and heal us. He's going to remove those things.
照这个一般圣经的学者的讲法。
According to most theologians,
当时出埃及的人大概这个兵丁有260,000的话，大概妇人孩子全部加起来大概300,000人。
The fighting man is about 600,000, and the total people that left is about 3,000,000.
300,000个人。
3,000,000.
照理说。要救他们的话，应该多立几根嘛，哈。
And if you really want to save 3,000,000 people, you ought to erect a lot more bronze serpents, don't you think?
但是你发现，在整个那么大的旷野里面，就只立了一根铜蛇。
But in the vastness of this wilderness, there was only one bronze serpent that was raised.
不要小看300,000大概等于我们等于旧金山半岛的人啊。
About 3,000,000 people, that's a lot of people.
从旧金山一直到圣何塞，这么大的地方，大概300,000。
So the population from San Francisco all the way to San Jose costs about 3,000,000.
只有一根铜蛇被立起来。
There's only one bronze serpent that was lifted.
这叫做除他以外别无拯救。
That means aside from him, there is no salvation.
天下人间没有赐下别的名可以叫我们得救的。
There are no other name given under heaven that we may be saved by.
唯有他，永远是他。
Him and him only.
姐弟兄姊妹。
So, brothers and sisters,
当你最近的生活里面碰到很多很多的这个伤害、痛苦，或是走不出路的时候
，In your daily lives, you discover that you're facing a lot of hurts, a lot of harms, a lot of difficulties, and you find that you have no way out.
就好像被蛇咬了
，It's like you've been bitten by the snake.
你在那里心疼自己的伤口
，And you're looking at your wounds.
真的是痛
，And it's truly causing you pain.
很多时候我们的经验真的是痛
，A lot of times our experience is very painful.
可是你如果一直注意伤口的话
，But every time you keep looking at the pain, looking at the wound,
早晚从痛苦里面进。
And sooner or later, you're going to go from pain and into death.
你去找别人帮助
If you go and seek help,
可能可以暂时止痛一点点。
It may temporarily slow down that pain.
但是圣经上告诉我们，凡被蛇咬的，至终都是死。
But the scripture says that everyone who is bitten by the snake at the very end, they will die.
我们只有一个方法。
There is only one way to be saved.
只有一个救法。
There is only one way of salvation.
神只给了一根铜蛇。
And God only lifted one broad serpent.
我跟你说，你再病，你都得爬出来见他一下。
And no matter how sick you are, you need to crawl out to go and look at the serpent.
走不动了，都得爬出来。看他一看就活了。
If you find that I have no strength, you better muster strength to look upon him.
弟兄姊妹，对你我今天的难处。
Concerning the difficulties that you and I face.
对你我今天所碰到的挑战。
Concerning the challenges that you and I have.
或者在我们生命里面胜不过的试探和罪恶。
And the temptations and the sins that we cannot overcome.
或者我们一个很不能容忍的人际关系。
Or the relationship that we have a hard time enduring.
或者我们已经不能再忍受的一个痛苦。
Or a pain that we can no longer endure anymore.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道。
Brothers, I really don't know what it is.
我相信很多人都有。
I truly believe that many of us have.
圣经上这么清楚地告诉我们，天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
But the scripture is so clear that there are no other names given under heaven by which we may be saved.
除他以外，别无拯救。
Apart from him, there is no salvation.
爬都要爬出来看他。
If you need to crawl.Crawl and see Jesus.
再严重都要来看他。
No matter how bad and how wounded you are, you need to look at him.
你如果觉得不严重而轻看着这件事
，If you think that it's not all that big a deal and you despise this issue,
早晚这件事会越来越严重而最终把我们带进死亡。
Sooner or later, it'll get worse and worse, and eventually will take you to death.
一望铜蛇
，But when you look at this bronze serpent,
就必得活
，and you will live.
有这样经验的，请举手。
Anyone who has such an experience, lift your hand.
感谢主啊
！Praise God.
我想这是基督徒一个正常的基督徒应该常有的经验。
I think a normal Christian ought to have this experience often.
多少时候自己里面累到都走不动路了
？A lot of times we discover we're exhausted, we can't take another step.
多少时候心里面痛到都已经好像喘不过气来
？A lot of times we ache so much to the point that we find that we can't even breathe.
多少时候灰心到一个地步，连喊主啊力量都没有了。
A lot of times we're so despaired, we find that we don't even have the strength to say, "Oh Lord."
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们转眼望耶稣的时候
，But when we turn and look at Jesus,
你却发现他是真的这么真实的成为我们的拯救。
You discover He's become such a real salvation for us.
看哪，神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
除去世人罪孽的。
Who takes away the sins of the world.
看哪，神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
背负世人罪孽的。背负世人罪孽
who bore the sins of the world.
所有我们因为罪因为仇敌的攻击所带来的伤害和死亡
all the sin and all the harm that has been brought to us by the evil one.
我们都要因为看着耶稣而活过来
but by looking at Jesus we'll be made alive.
弟兄姊妹我们今天晚上要来看被杀的羔羊
so brothers and sisters, we want to come and look at this lamb that is slain.
千万不要以为被杀的羔羊只是很可怜被杀
don't think that it's just a huge tragedy that the lamb was slain.
天下被杀的羔羊天下被杀的
And how pitiful it is, but honestly, there are a lot of people that are slain in this world.
我们先要来看这个被称为神的羔羊。
But we need to come and look at this person who is called the Lamb of God.
为什么圣经上特别叫他叫做神的羔羊
？Why does the Scripture call Jesus the Lamb of God?
因为天底下再也没有第二只神的羔羊。
Because you cannot find a second lamb.
你找不到第二只完全圣洁没有瑕疵的羔羊。
You will never find again another lamb that is holy without blemish.
就希伯来书告诉我们，旧约的这些祭牲们、祭司们，一直杀，一直杀，没有一个真正能够叫人除罪的。
Hebrews tells that day after day these animals were slaughtered for the people, but they could not take away sin.
因为这是牲畜的血。
But these are the blood of the animals.
这些祭司都是有罪的人。
And these priests are sinners.
所以没有一个人能够叫我们的罪真正除去。
So there's no one that can really take away sin.
没有一个人能够被称为神的羔羊。
There's not one that can be called the Lamb of God.
神的羔羊说到他完全完全圣洁，没有瑕疵。
The Lamb of God speaks of its complete holy.And without blemish.
所以你去读这个四福音的时候
，and when you read the four gospels,
你读到后面
，when you come to the end,
你发现耶稣被抓之后
，you discover after Jesus was captured.
他们在大祭司这个家里面受审判
，and he was tried in the house of the high priest.
现在这个 当时轮值的大祭司的岳父家里面审判。
And he was also brought to the father-in-law of the high priest of the time.
然后送给当时轮值的大祭司审判。
And then he was also judged by the high priest.
然后他们把他们送到这个比拉多那边去审判。
And then they brought him before Pilate.
然后又把他送到希律王那里去审判。
And then they brought him before Herod.
又再送回比拉多这里来审判。
And then he brought him back to Pilate again.
中间还经过公会的审判。
And then he was judged by the court.
你发现没有一个人能够在他身上找到真正的罪。
You discover all these judgments, they could not find fault with him.
中国有一句话，这个不知道你翻译出来翻不出来，叫做吹毛求疵啊。那个羊很多毛，把它吹起来，想要找有defect。
Okay, so people are going through, combing through the wool of a lamb to look for defect.
外面这么 pure, 这么干净，这么可爱的一个羊。
On the outside, this little lamb looks so pure, looks so white.
然后所以他把毛这样拨起来。
And when you start blowing on the wool, you start moving it around, you begin to discover something that's not.
想要找到一些 defect.
And they will look for defect.
然后就不能。
And then all of a sudden, it would be disqualified.
好，弟兄姊妹，这只羊羔。经过所有的人检查，找不出罪。
This lamb went through one trial after another, one examination after another. No fault can be found.
不要说有罪的人找不出来。
Not to say those who are sinners cannot discover sin in him.
连把基督当眼中钉的撒旦都找不出他有罪了。
Even Satan, who hated Jesus, cannot find fault.
圣经上说到罪的毒，死的毒钩就是罪。
And it says that the sting of sin is death.
任何人犯了罪，毒钩就扣上了，你永远就出不出死亡的。
Anyone who sinned, this hook is upon him, and he cannot flee death.
撒旦没有办法拘留耶稣，因为耶稣从来没有犯过罪。
You discover Satan cannot hold Jesus bound because Jesus never sinned.
你不要说撒旦找不到罪啊。
It's not to say that Satan cannot discover sin.
连这位圣洁的神都找不到他身上有罪。
Even the most holy God cannot discover sin in Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件不得了的事情啊。
This is an amazing thing.
你说今天叫 Michael Jordan 来投篮球。
You ask Michael Jordan to come and shoot the hoops.
他十个球可以中几个？
How many can he make out of 10 shots?
Do you know, brother? About 10?
Probably 10.
Probably. OK, 十个球可能可以进十个人不得了了。
10,
至少没有人可以进。
Out of 10, that's pretty good. Probably very high.
但是你要100个可以进100个，那就比十个都要进，要难很多了。
If you say 100 shots and he makes all 100, it's a lot harder than 10 out of 10.
你要1000个进，10000个都10000个进，那又比十个都进要难多了。
1000 out of 1000, 10,000 out of 10,000, that is much harder than 10 out of 10.
基督整个的一生。
The whole lifespan of Christ.
地上、周围、撒旦。天上的神都在他身上找不出瑕疵。
This world, his enemy, the Satan, and God, the Most High, could not find fault with him.
所以这为什么叫做天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Therefore, it is said that there is no name under heaven by which we may be saved.
就是讲到除他以外，没有一个人可以救我们。
That apart from him, no one can save us.
我们一起来读我这个讲义上列的经文这三大段。
Let's read the portion of scripture together. It's on the third bullet, the third major bullet of the outline.
这两节经文只是代表性的经文。
These two portions of scriptures are representative of what we're going to share.
圣经有太多其他的经文。
So many verses that describe what we're talking about.
希伯来书第十章十一节到十四节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 11 to 14.
凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能赎罪。但基督献了一次永远的赎罪，就在神的右边坐下了。从此等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳，因为他一次献祭，便叫那些得以成圣的人永远完全。弟兄姊妹，你要知道，不仅仅他的血是完完全全的血。
Not only do we know that his blood is the perfect blood，
他给我们身上的救赎赦免。也是完完全全的赦免。
The salvation is forgiveness concerning us is also perfect.
完全到一个地步，他说他一次献祭，便叫那些得以成圣的人永远完全。
And the scripture says that for by one offering he has perfected forever.
我想我今天问大家，有哪一个人，我们在座有哪一个人是完全人？我相信没有人敢举手。
Whoever those who are being sanctified, if I ask who believe that they are perfect, no one will raise their hand.
但在基督所完成的救赎里面。
But concerning the salvation that Christ has accomplished,
这位圣洁的神，公义荣耀的神。
This holy, just God.
透过他儿子的宝血看我们的时候。
And through the blood of his son, he looks at us.
他每一次看我们就是透过他儿子的宝血看我们。
Every time he looks at us, he looks at us through the blood of his son.
是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
It's holy and without blemish.
让我们一次得救，我们就成了永远这个完全的人。
And saved once, we are forever perfected.
虽然在客观主观经历上我们常常犯罪常常软弱。
Yes, in our subjective experiences, we often sin, we often fall, and we stumble.
十字架圣灵一直工作在我们身上变化变化洁净洁净。
The Holy Spirit and the work of the cross continues to work to sanctify us, to cleanse us.
我们犯罪神也审判神也管教神也责打。
When we sin, God does judge, God does discipline, and God does rebuke.
但是在基督所完成的救赎这个客观的事实里面我们已经
subjective to what the salvation of Christ, that Christ has accomplished,
他一次献祭就叫我们永远完全。
He made this one offering, he has perfected forever.
你们怎么不高兴呢？哈利路亚！
You guys ought to rejoice at this news.
好，虽然我们在路上还在被神改变你们，但是我们知道在神的眼中我们是完全。
Yes, along the way we're still being transformed by God, but in the eyes of God we are perfect.
因为他透过耶稣看我们。
He's looking at us through His Son.
透过他爱子的宝血看我们。
Through the blood of His beloved Son.
透过他爱子的荣耀的生命看我们。
Through that glorious.
我们再看下面希伯来书九章十一节。
Look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11-14.
他说：“现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司。他并不是用山羊和牛犊的血，乃是用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。”底下有些经文我们不读了。基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵的献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心？除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天早上真是要来看耶稣。
My brothers and sisters, we really need to come and look at Jesus.
他所成就的
，But the things that he has done,
远远超过我们所能明白的
，surpass what we can comprehend or understand.
今天我们对救恩、对主那个感恩不够。
We lack praise and thanksgiving concerning the salvation in our lives.
因为我们对罪的认识不够。
Because we do not know sin.
我们也对罪应该得的结果和刑罚认识的不够。
Because we do not understand very well our end and what we're supposed to get when we sin.
如果我们知道罪的工价乃是死。
If we really know that the wages of sin is death.
如果我们知道圣洁的神犯罪的人在他眼中该付的代价是什么的话。
If we really understand the sinner before the most holy God, what he ought to pay.
如果我们真看见那些没有得救的人将来的结局的话。
If we really see and understand the ends of those who are not saved.
我相信今天不管你有多少的难处，你都会为着你已经得救感谢神。
And I believe it doesn't matter how difficult life may be, you will thank God for what you have.
再过几天。
In a few days,
911 十周年
September 11th will be our 10th year anniversary.
You still want to go back to New York? 再过几天就十周年
In a few days, 10 year anniversary.
我现在闭起眼睛，我都可以想起来那时候这个新闻上这个画面
And I can close my eyes. I can picture what I saw on TV that day.
那两道。这个 World Trade Center 的 tower， 人从楼上跳下来。
The World Trade Center， I saw people jumping out of the building and falling to the ground。
他们受不了那个热。
They could not endure the heat。
不到一个月以后，我到这个 Long Island， 纽约去讲道。
And about a month later， I went to Long Island to share to preach。
有个弟兄告诉我。
A brother told me。
他们中间另外一个人开车正好经过 World Trade Center 上面的时候
，and there was someone in the fellowship drove past those two towers.
他们大概是做生意的在送货。
They were delivering
开那个 van， 就是一般的这种载货车。
And they were driving a big delivery van.
他就听到上面啪啪啪啪东西掉下来。
And they heard things falling on top of the van.
当他爬起来开出去爬上来看的时候，上面都是断臂断肢。 跟内脏。
And he went out and he looked at the limbs and organs that has fallen.
他吓死了。
From the building.
弟兄姊妹
，he was terrified.
这些人为什么要跳
？Why did these people jump?
那个火烧起来。
Because the fire was burning.
那个热他受不了。
The fire was they cannot bear. They cannot do.
他宁可试试看我跳出来我能不能活。
And they rather test their locks.They're locked to see if they will live when they jump.
从六十几、六七十层楼上跳出来。
A 60-story high building.
甚至有人从八九十层楼上跳出来。
Even 80, 90 stories high.
就是为了求生存。
Just looking for that one small chance that they might live.
而圣经上告诉我们。
But the scripture tells us.
所有没信主的人。
All those who do not believe.
将来永火的审判，从是不死的，火是不灭的。
The fire of hell will not be quenched, and the worms there will not die.
我不晓得有没有任何人一个可以想象说，在一个不灭的火，然后你自己烧不死，一直被烧。
And I don't know if anybody ever pictured that I'm in the middle of a fire that cannot be put out, and I cannot be burned to death, but I'm in the middle of it.
被那么毒的虫咬，而且你是虫是不死的，你怎么打它都不死的。
And those worms that are poisonous, and they're biting you. And no matter how you try to kill them, they will not die.
不是把你烧死，不是把你咬死，而是你永远都死不了。
It is that you are tormented for eternity to come.
被火烧 forever, forever, forever.
And the fire burns forever and ever and ever.
被这些虫咬 forever, forever and forever.
Worms bite forever and ever and ever.
弟兄姊妹，我们只要稍微用一点信心与我们所听见的道调和的时候
，Brothers and sisters, we just mingle a little bit with our faith what we have heard.
我们都要说耶稣，我谢谢你。
And we're going to say Jesus.Thank you.
怎么可能
？How can it be?
我到底比别人好在哪里
？How am I better than anyone around?
为什么我可以脱离将来永火的审判
？How is it that I can escape that judgment to come?
为什么你居然会来救我，为我死在十字架上
？Why would you come and save me and die for me on the cross?
为什么如果我们光讲他那么圣洁，那么荣耀？跟我有什么关系
？Brothers, when we just simply talk about how glorious he is, we say, "Well, how what does that have to do with me?"
就像你我有些人羡慕有钱的人 ，Bill Gates 跟你有什么关系
？You like just like you esteem someone who's rich, Bill Gates. What does he have anything to do with you?
他银行的存款的数字几位数我都不知道，那跟我有什么关系
？I don't know how many zeros follow his bank account, but it has nothing to do with me.
报纸上天天有他的消息，跟我有什么关系
？The newspapers talk about news concerning him, but what does that have to do with me?
弟兄姊妹，如果羔羊得胜了，他完全了，他胜。被神称许了，跟我有什么关系
？The Lamb is victorious, is esteemed by God. What does that have to do with me?
但是就像以赛亚书五十三章说的
，But Isaiah chapter 53 tells us,
他仍然担当我的忧患，背负我的痛苦。
He has borne our grief and carried our sorrows.
我们却以为他被神鞭打苦待了。
Yet we esteem him stricken and smitten by God.
哪里晓得他为我们的过犯受害
？Not knowing that he was wounded for our transgressions.
为我们的罪孽压伤了。
He was bruised for our iniquities.
圣经上说，我们都如羊走迷了路，个人先行己路。
We have all turned everyone to his own way.
而耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归到他的身上。
The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我也相信，决定相信，我们在座没有一个人敢把你犯的罪在站在台上跟所有人讲。
And I believe no one here wants to come up here or dare to come up here and declare to everyone the sins that you committed.
但是耶和华却使我们众人所有的罪孽都归到这位圣洁的羔羊身上。
But the Lord God has laid on the Lamb of God.Every sin we have committed.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做 amazing grace， 我们不能够了解的。
This is amazing grace. You and I will never understand.
我们永远不能了解。
We will never understand.
我前几天看了一个小小的故事。
A few days ago, I heard the story.
有一个妈妈突然接到学校的老师打电话给。
There was a mom that heard that got a phone call from the school.
然后她说 ，Mrs. Smith。
And the phone call said, "Mrs. Smith."
他说我有一件事情要告诉你。
There's something that I got to tell you.
他说你的儿子 Mark 才九岁。
Your son was only 9 years old.
大概小学二年级还是三年级。他说我必须告诉你，我今天在你儿子的作文上，我发现了一件很特别的事情。
And I discovered something amazing through what he's written today.
他说我今天在学校出了一个题目。
I gave a topic today.
然后叫做 creative writing， 就是那种。有创作的写作课。
It's an opportunity for them to write very creatively.
所以我前面先讲了一个故事。
And so I told them a story.
Jackie 在不在
？Jackie, are you here?
好，他去大陆 mission team 的时候，他特别讲了这个故事。
She went to China mission team or to China, she spoke of the story.
就是在一个夏天， 那个蚂蚁非常认真的在那里收集冬天要吃的东西。
In the middle of the summer, the ants are working fervently to gather and the food that they're going to eat during the winter.
然后有一次蚱蜢，那天 Jack 在我们家就这样跳来跳去，所以他很快乐在那里度暑假。
So the grasshopper is hopping everywhere, and she was, you know, illustrating how the grasshopper hopped in our house.
他整个暑假都在玩，他都不为自己储粮的。
And the grasshopper is hopping around, playing all summer, not storing food for himself.
说是是，那是快冬天来了。
And shortly after winter came,
这个蚱蜢饿得不得了。
And so the grasshopper is now starving.
他没有任何的东西。
He has nothing to eat.
他没有东西可以吃。
He has nothing to eat.
那蚂蚁这个家里面存了很多的东西。
And so the ants, they have a lot of things stored up at home.
所以这个蚱蜢就去敲蚂蚁的门。
And so the grasshopper went to the door and knocked on the ant's door.
然后老师说，剩下的你们自己写啊，写的 ending of the story， 把这个故事写下来。
Okay, you guys write the ending of the story.
他说我教这堂课教了这么多年。
And the teacher said I've taught this particular course many years.
他说绝大部分的小孩子写回来。
Most of the kids when they come back with what they wrote.
就是蚱蜢因为懒惰不勤劳，所以就饿死了。
So because the grasshopper was lazy.It died of hunger.
蚂蚁因为很勤劳，所以它活下来了。所以我们要做一个勤劳的人。
So ants, because they're diligent, they lived. And so the more of the story, we need to be diligent.
What's your version, Jackie?
What was your version, Jackie?
The same? Okay.
Same version.
他说有另外一些人呢，比较心肠好心一点的呢，就说这个蚂蚁就跟蚱蜢一起分它的食物了。
And she also said that, you know, some of the kids who has a kinder heart,their story will end with they share their food with the grasshopper and they live happily ever after.
这些讲跟这个蚱蜢 share 食物的人，因为没有数量观念，因为蚱蜢吃一顿饭等于他一个月的粮食。
So these little kids have no understanding of how much grasshopper eat. Grasshoppers, a single meal could be what they eat for a month.
他说：“这个我今天出这个题目的时候，你的儿子就突然问了一个问题。”
So when I gave this topic and this assignment, your son asked a question.
他说：“老师，我可不可以画个图？”
And he said, "Teacher, can I draw a picture?"
老师说可以啊，但是你先要把这个故事写完，你再画图。
She says, "Fine, but you need to finish writing the story first."
所以这个当考卷交出来的以后
，So after he submitted what he wrote,
这个老师就跟 Mrs. Smith 讲，他说我教书教的这么几十年或者这么多年，所以从来没有看到一个答案像你的儿子。
So the teacher says, "So many years that I've taught this lesson, I've never seen this response before."
他说这个蚂蚁就把他所有的食物给了蚱蜢。
So the he wrote, Mark wrote, so the ants gave the grasshopper all that he had.
所以蚂蚁在冬天就饿死了。
So the ants starved to death during the winter time.
然后底下画了一个图，三个十字架。
And then underneath, Mark drew three crosses.
弟兄姊妹，我们先不管这个小孩子这个答案怎样。
And let's put aside the how this child ended the story.
这个老师这么多年来，这么多小朋友，他从来没看过这样子的答案。
This teacher, through so many years, she has never seen this kind of answer.
而我刚刚讲出来的时候，很多人都笑了，觉得哎，这个答案怎么会是这样子？
When I gave you what he told you what he wrote, many of you laughed, like, why would he write this?
弟兄姊妹，这叫做不可理喻的恩典。
This is called.Grace that cannot be understood.
这是人没有办法去 reasoning， 没有办法去讲理由的一个恩典。
It is a grace that we cannot fathom, we cannot reason within ourselves.
这是没有一个常人会做的事情。
No normal person would do this thing.
今天为什么这位圣洁、无瑕疵、无斑点、神的羔羊
？But this holy Lamb of God without blemish.
他得到荣耀回天就好了。
He's received glory. He's up on high.
Campbell Morgan 说他还可以在马太福音十六章，他直接回天的。
Campbell Morgan says that in chapter 12, Jesus Christ ascended on high immediately. Chapter 14,
他变化形象。16.
Sorry,
没有关系。他变了容形。说到他的人性里面已经达到荣耀了。
When he's transfigured, his human nature has reached a glory already.
因为每一场征战他都赢了。
Because every battle he's won.
每一个试探他都没有。
Every temptation he's overcome.
每一个神的要求他都顺服了。
Every requirement of God he's obeyed.
他还可以在那里直接回去把撒旦给废掉。
That very moment he can ascend on high and undo the work of the evil one.
That's how about you and me.
But what about you and me?
如果他回去了。
If he went on high that acting.
他得荣耀了。
He's received glory.
他废掉撒旦了。
And he's abolished.
他除掉了神的对头了。
And he's done away with the enemy of God.
你我怎么办
？What about you and me？
所以 Campbell Morgan 提醒我们，我们要感谢我们的主，从变化山上下来，为我们上了哥哥他。
Campbell Morgan says we need to thank Jesus that He came down of the Mount of Transfiguration and went on the Mount of Calvary.
我们要感谢神的羔羊，为我们从变化山上下来了。
We need to thank the Lamb of God that He came down from the Mount of Transfiguration.
还好他下来了。
It's a good thing that He came down.
看哪，神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
无瑕疵、无斑点，神的羔羊。
The one without blemish and without fault.
我们以为他被神鞭打口袋了。
We thought that He was smitten and stricken by God.
哪里晓得他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤了。
But He was chastised for our peace, and He was.Bruised for iniquities.
我们都如羊走迷了路，个人天行己路，任意而行的。
We all have gone our own ways. We're all lost.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归到他身上。
And the Lord has laid the transgression of us all on Him.
底下说到他被欺压。
And then it says that He was oppressed.
他在受苦的时候却不开口。
But He was without a word. He was silent.
他像羊被牵到宰杀之地。
But as a sheep that was led to the slaughter.
又像羊在剪毛人的手下无声。
And as a sheep before the shearer is silent.
他也是这样不开口。
So he did not open his mouth.
然后因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。神审判他，人欺压他。
God has judged him. Man has oppressed him.
而那个欺压他的人就是你，就是我。
Those who have oppressed him is you and I.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归到他身上。
And the Lord has laid all of our sins on Him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，求神今天晚上让我们来看这被杀的羔羊。
Brothers and sisters, we pray that all of our eyes will see this lamb that is slain.
他不需要被杀的。
He did not need to be slain.
他更不值得为我们这样子的人被杀的。
It is not worthy that He would die for you and for me.
有人说主耶稣在旷野里面受了撒旦三个很重要的试探。
Some have said that Jesus has gone through these three temptations in the wilderness before the enemy.
但是主耶稣的余生一生都在受一个更大的第四个试探。
But for the rest of His worldly life, that He was facing the fourth temptation.
就是撒旦一直问他说，值得吗？值得吗
？Satan keeps asking him, "Is it worth it? Is it worth it?"
值得为这个人吗
？Is it worth it that you die for this one?
值得为于洪杰死吗
？Is it worthy that you die for Pastor Yu?
值得为这些一直在这里背逆你、一直伤害你、一直不肯悔改的人死在十字架上吗
？Is it worth it for you to die on the cross for those who are against you and who will not obey you?
弟兄姊妹，这是第四个，真的是一个最大的试探。
This is the fourth and the greatest temptation for you.
一生耶稣都在面对这个试探，值得吗？值得吗
？All the days of his life, he's been asked, "Is it worth it?"
当我们下次犯罪的时候
，The next time when you sin,
我们想一想耶稣。
Think about Jesus.
他早就知道我们要犯这些罪。
He already knew that you were going to fall.
撒旦一直在试探他说：“值得吗？值得吗？你看看这个人，你看看他。”
Satan still asks, "Is it worth it? Look at him. Look at him."
重蹈覆辙，一犯再犯。
It's the same old thing again and again.
没有感觉。
He is
没有良心
without feeling, without conscience.
弟兄姊妹，我们要求神怜悯我们。
Brothers and sisters, we need the mercies of God.
让我们都学会转眼来望耶稣。
That we may turn and look at Jesus.
使徒约翰过去了。
John the Baptist, he's passed away.
圣灵今天还一直在我们心中提醒我们。
But the Spirit of God reminds us today.
看哪。
Behold,
神的羔羊
the Lamb of God,
除去世人罪孽的
who comes to take away the sins of the world.
何等的荣耀，我的罪居然是归在这么荣耀圣洁的神身上。
How glorious that our sins would be cast upon the Holy God.
因为只有他能够把永远的得救赐给我们。
Because only Him can, only He can give us this eternal salvation.
不要说牲畜的血不能洗我们的罪。
Not to say that the blood of the animals cannot wash away our sins.
最爱你的人为你死都不能赎你的罪的。
The one who loves you most, if He died for you, cannot take away your sins.
只有圣洁无瑕疵神的儿子。
Only the Son of God who's without blame and without blemish.
当他在十字架上说成了的时候。
When He said it is finished on the cross.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个声音是所有人类最喜欢、最需要听的声音。
Brothers, this is the voice. These are the words and the voice.The entire human race lost to hear.
所有的审判咒诅过去了。
All the judgment had passed.
殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
The veil has torn in two.
今天我们踏着耶稣的血，可以坦然无惧的进到至圣所。
By the blood of Jesus Christ, we may enter into the most holy place.
我们可以重新回到神的面前。
We may once again come before the presence of God.
我们可以像爱子一样在他的面前蒙爱。
As a beloved son, we may say we're loved by God.
每一次我们亲近父的时候
，Every time we draw near to the Father,
他是透过耶稣来看我们的。
He is looking at us through Jesus.
他不是看到我于洪杰，他是看到耶稣基督在我的身上。
He's not seeing past you. He's seeing Jesus Christ.
他爱。爱我如同爱他的儿子。
He loves me as he loves his son.
他称我为圣，称我完全，如同称他的儿子。
He calls me holy. He calls me perfect as he calls his son.
并不是代表我们就可以任意去犯罪了。
Doesn't mean that I can casually go sin then.
而是我们要在恩典的底下感谢他。
But in grace, with thanksgiving, we come to him.
好好爱他。
To love him.
好好追求他给我们的圣洁。
To run after the holiness that he's given us.
让他的生命来替代我们。
To let his life replace our life.
让他的得胜来替代我们。
Let his victory replace us.
怎么样？让我们来看羔羊。
Brothers, sister, come and look upon the Lamb.
让我们来跟随他。
Come and follow him.
朋友，你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道。理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。